Oh, well, if it isn't my favorite student, did you have some questions about today's lesson on lightning spells? I hope it wasn't too enthusiastic. It is my specialty, you know. Of course you know that. Come, walk with me. I'm off to the library to help organize a few things after hours. Certainly, you can carry some of the tomes if you'd like. It's nice to have such a strong young man to help me. Well, controlling the current in your body can be quite challenging at times. I don't expect students to get it immediately. I know if you did have a little accident today, but you were quite proficient. I was a little impressed, you know. I always enjoy seeing a student use their hands in such talented ways. You've been working so hard, and it shows. You passed the last test with flying colors. Or sparks, I suppose. I put a smile on my face, seeing you do so well. I do enjoy having you in the library so often. I see the little things you do around here. Putting a book away here, returning the books of others there. It takes a little stress off my shoulders to know there's a mystery helper keeping things in shape for me. Of course I notice. I keep a close eye on the students I like. Are you saying you didn't want me to see you doing all these little favors? You're so humble. No need to be. I reward such good behavior, you know? Now, what is this you wanted to ask me? This is a library, after all. So once we enter, I'll be nice and quiet. Help me. Well, I do spend quite a bit of time organizing all the tomes left by those naughty students. I may be able to whisk the books around a little, but it does wear on me after a while. I can't say no to you. I'd love it if you helped me. It makes a woman feel appreciated to know that there are nice young men within these halls. Okay, let's go in, shall we? I'll point out the areas you need help with, and if you need anything, anything at all, don't hesitate to ask, okay? That's a good boy. You work very quickly. You aren't working too hard on account of little of me, are you? So modest. I see how hard you've been working. Are you looking to scoot on home? You're such a sweetheart, you know? If I knew any better, I think you're looking to get a better grade in my class. I'm just teasing, cutie. No, you aren't like that. Come, help me with my side now. Seems there are just a few students left. We might finish before they leave, which is nice. Tomes are gone. What happened? Did you do this, you sneaky darling? Did you put them away while I took a couple books to my office? Well, that means we're all finished, aren't we? I suppose we just have to wait until the rest of the students go back to their quarters. And just a little while until the library officially closes. Did you want to keep me company? I thought so. After all, you're such a good little helper. I think you deserve a gift, don't you? Well, I had a little thing in mind. Come a little over here. to this intimate little alcove. This is where I do my private studies while I'm here. It's quiet, and people don't venture here too often, but we still have to be quiet. Is it okay if I'm a little close? I can see you might be, but I thought I'd ask first. Oh, darling, don't worry. It's totally normal to feel this way. I know I'm a little popular among students. After all, I know your eyes move along my body during class. Well, I'll leave that up to you. You've been such a good boy today. You paid attention in my class. You helped me so much with my library work. Would you like a little help from me to make up for it? Good boy. Now you've been so stressed over all the schoolwork. It's the least I can do. Is this what you like? Ooh, that's a definite yes. That's what I like to hear. But be quiet. No. I don't want to have to shush you. Or punish you for being too naughty. Here. Let me just untie these cute robes of yours, and I'll show you just how much I appreciate your help. Quiet now. I don't want to alert the others. You'd get us both in trouble, and we wouldn't want that. I think we should just have our own little getaway right here. Just you and me. Hush now. Just enjoy my hands in quiet. They tingle a little, don't they? Yep, my specialty does pass through my gentle touch at times. Makes it all the more pleasurable. It's almost like a subtle spark, a vibration. You and... oh my... come already. I don't want us to make a mess, do I? I'll just use my fingers to gently have a taste. You're quite delicious, cutie. I might want a little more if I decide to be a little selfish. Well, but this is about you. Though, don't worry. I'll keep stroking. I'll use a little bit of my energy to make it tingle a little bit more for you. Does that feel better? Feeling my light, wonderful touch up and down your cock? Hard and just so ready for me? It's been a little while since I made a young man as cute as you come for me. Don't moan too loudly now. Cutie, I mean it. I know it feels wonderful, but this is the library. Oh, honey. I know, I'm sorry. Just sit in the chair and rest. I didn't want to shock you, but you're moaning so loudly, such a naughty boy. Okay, it'll wear off soon. Would you like me to keep going? It might help you feel a little better. If you can stay quiet for me. This stroking can go on for as long as you'd like. Yeah, that's it. I see. You like that, don't you? Like my hand around your cock? Right, that's it. Just take it all in. Okay. You know, what might help? I can see your eyes look down towards my chest, cutie. I know sometimes in class you aren't looking at my somatic work, but the way my robe dips down between my tits, I only let very good boys see them. Let alone feel them. Is that something you'd like? Good boy. I knew you'd want them. I'll just open my robes a little. And slowly drop them down. Eyes are hungry. I won't make you wait. Just come up real close and get them nice and wet for you. Press my warm, soft tits around your cock. That's much better, isn't it? Feeling my tits gently caress your cock like this. You're much more calm now. Stay quiet though. I know you're a little tingly, but I don't want to have to shush you again. Just feel me go up and down on you. Ooh, yeah, that's it. I want you to feel that lovely release. All that organizing and lifting. You must feel so tired. I know life here can be a little tense. I want you to feel like you can relax. Just listen to my whispers. Feel my caress. And pleasure. Come for me. Don't worry about the mess. I'll make sure I get it all. Yourself move right to that wonderful edge. Come. That's it. Be a good boy for me. I want to see you come. I want to see how much you enjoy my tits. So many students wish they could be here, wishing they could feel me around their cock. But these are just for you, my good boy. Look into my eyes. Watch me smile up at you. Wanting all. Watch my tits squeeze this amazing cock. Come. Yes, yes. Come. Come all of my tits. Good boy. Yes, that's a good boy. Yeah. Oh my good boy. Let me lick all of this up for you. My, my. Your load is very delicious. It makes me want a little more. I'll clean you up a little. Oh, you have such a wonderful load. I knew a good boy like you would be this tasty. Are you feeling a little better? Dress yourself back up, and I'll check the library. It seems the last of the students are filing out. I have a couple things to return to my office. Would you care to join me? I'm not done with you just yet. Okay, cutie. Come with me. I need to repay you properly.